the bold and foolish lambs, to you who are intoxicated with riddles, let's go. Who take pleasure in twilight, whose souls are lured by noise to every treacherous abyss. For you do not feel for a rope like cowards, and where you can guess you hate to calculate, and where others would poison you dismember.
Yeah. And we're back. Hey, everybody. Great A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM. It's Sunday. It's past America's birthday, and I am doing an excellent job of acting like I'm celebrating by having a special show dedicated to the DC scene. I'm joined by Rob Avery, who has been going through and telling you all the things that you should be listening to. So let's get back into this. I know that we've talked a lot about DC and kind of the area around there, you know, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Are there any places in DC that you went to see shows that like that don't exist that you miss at this point? I know the Black Cat, which is I think still there, and
I think
the 930 Club is now under a new name, maybe, but I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah, I mean, 930 and Black Cat were the clubs that I got to see a lot of shows. But a lot of the smaller punk and hardcore shows were at, you know, VFW halls. I saw Jawbox at, I guess, College Park, Maryland, some university, where it was in like a gym and its sound was awful.
Yeah.
But that was back in the day when in high school I was in the photo club, so mm-hmm. taking lots of analog pictures and getting them developed and stuff. I wish I still had them around. But like I mentioned, taking my wife to our first show, I think it was Ashes, Darkest Hour, and Damnation. And that was at a place called, I think it was called like the Underground or something. But even like basement shows and university shows and VFW halls. But there wasn't like, you know, one specific venue that I could point out to say like that this place was special.
Well, let's get into some more tracks here. Let's play some more musical stylings. What else have you got on tap for us? Let's do two.
I've mentioned Hoover a bunch, so we might as well jump in and get it out of the way. So they only kind of put out really one full-length record. There's a Hoover Lincoln split 7-inch, which is amazing. And I think there's like a EP that they put out on Discord as well. But these are one of those bands that kind of bridges the divide between some of the, I think, more emotional, like loud, noisy San Diego style bands. And gosh, this is the mood. I love, and this was like a big 90s thing where a lot of bands would do, like Neurosis was big for it, but even like Jawbreaker, Sam I Am, like little samples and stuff throughout. You could do a whole movie and it would be an amazing soundtrack to that movie. It's one of those records where I hear it and I can visualize things as I'm listening to it. There's like a weird synesthesia thing going on when I hear their records. Two singers, two very different singers. And again, they kind of split up and went on to be Regulator Watts, went on to be Crown Hate Ruin, and were prolific in other bands after that. But yeah, Hoover is definitely, again, the whole rose-colored glasses looking back. I can picture myself as like a 17-year-old driving around my hometown with this record on the cassette deck, just on loop, on repeat, listening to it over and over and over again. It was just kind of the soundtrack to some really cool years of my life.
You have Hoover, and then what should we hear? What are we going to hear after that?
So this is actually a band that I know the least about, but I still really, really enjoy them. And this is more of like, I wanted to widen the scope or open the aperture, if you will. And I know that we have Damnation in here that flirt with metal, but a band that I really, really enjoy. I can't say that I own all the records, but I can't say that I dove into them and kind of did a mind meld with them the same way I did with Hoover or some of these other bands like Jawbox, but that I really, really enjoy. And they're freaking amazing live, is Darkest Hour. And their song A Blessing in Tragedy, which is one of their older records.
Yeah, I think they're on tour now, soon, something. I would like to see them.
They're still rocking.
Hoover, Darkest Hour, and we'll come back and chat some more. Keep it locked. Great A Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM.